Brian, thank you very much. It is just coming up to 3 minutes past 11 now. Now, the funeral of veteran Republican Bobby Storey took place in Belfast yesterday. The funeral has been widely criticised for the level of crowds which attended and the lack of social distancing as crowds lined the streets while the cortege travelled through the streets of West Belfast. Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill has rejected the criticisms and she says the funeral took place within COVID-19 guidelines. It was also attended by prominent politicians such as Gerry Adams, Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald, Sinn Féin and also Sinn Féin Donegal TD and party spokesperson on finance Piers Doherty, who joins me now on the line. And Piers, thank you very much for joining me this
morning.
Before we start, I know Arlene Foster, the First Minister, was speaking a little earlier this morning about this on the Nolan Show on BBC Ulster. The Nolan Show on BBC Ulster broadcast it earlier. The phone line here isn't ideal, but Arlene Foster has said it is intolerable that there are some people who think the law doesn't apply to them and that there are some politicians who are saying do as I say but not as I do. So let's just have a listen to what Arlene Foster had to say.
I think in terms of Michelle's position and indeed other members of the Assembly that were there, at the end of the day we make the regulations, we give out the advice in relation to the guidance. Therefore she needs to apologise, she needs to recognise the role that has been done. And she also absolutely needs to make amends for what has happened yesterday.
Piers Doherty, Arlene Foster there calling on Michelle O'Neill to apologise, to acknowledge the wrongdoing and to make amends.
Well, Michelle, I understand, will be before the executive committee today, and I'm sure this issue will come up. But let me be clear in relation to the funeral of Bobby Storey, who was a friend of Michelle's, a friend of many of ours. The funeral was carried out in accordance with the restrictions that are there. The cortege is limited to 30 individuals. That is what had happened. There was engagement with the PSNI. Obviously, Bobby Storey was also a very public figure. There was an acknowledgement that many people would want to come out and line the route and pay their respects. There was also restrictions that had to be placed in relation to the chapel. I was one of the few that was in the chapel. We were wearing face coverings, hand sanitizers, but many of Bobby's friends, close families, like so many others that have been buried during the pandemic, weren't able to either be part of the cortege or indeed enter church for the ceremony. So we had done everything that was possibly could be done, including actually advertising this on social media to try and discourage people from attending. And you can see the fact that over a quarter of a million people had watched the funeral of Bobby Storey just shows you, the fact that people were discouraged from coming. But, you know, as you can see very clearly, thousands did come out and line the routes and pay their respects. And all of this was done not only in conjunction with the church where this service was, but also in contact in relation to with the PSNI to try and ensure that everything was done as appropriately as possible.
So you're saying you're trying to discourage people to come. Would maybe the first way to do that not have been to not go yourself?
No, I was invited by the family to attend the funeral. And let me just say this first and foremost. This is obviously a public story. Today we can see that in terms of the media. But it is also a story of loss. It's also a story of grief. It's also a family who are still grieving this morning after laying their loved one to rest. It's a story of a friend of ours who has passed away, and 30 people can attend in terms of the cortege. Yeah. I was invited by the family, as was Michelle.
Yeah, and I know to be part of that. I understand that, and somebody has died here, and I understand there's a family grieving, but I know you, Piers, also understand that there are very many other families grieving across the whole island of Ireland and have been grieving throughout this pandemic and who haven't been able to attend the funerals of their loved ones or have anything like the scenes that we saw yesterday. So what I'm wondering is, if you really wanted to discourage people to attend this funeral on the basis of public health, could Mary Lou MacDonald and Michelle O'Neill not have put out a statement and said, we would love to go, but it is important for public health that we don't go, and therefore we would like you to not go either? Would that not have been the best leadership you could have shown if you really didn't want people to attend?
No, No, we ask people to stay apart. We ask people to social distance. As I said, we engage with the PSNI. We stayed within the regulations where the numbers in terms of the cortege were 30. Bobby was a very close friend to the people who were there. And it's right and appropriate that people can pay their respects. But let me say this, if this was Sunday, if this was last week, I wouldn't be there because the restrictions wouldn't have allowed me to be there because the restrictions would have been stricter. But we are seeing, thankfully, the opening up of society. We are seeing now more people able to attend funerals. We are
seeing churches in the north opening. I'm asking. Was this real leadership from Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou MacDonald and indeed yourself?
Well, I believe that if, and I was there yesterday, I know that extended family weren't able to be part of the cortege.
Unfortunately, I think we may have lost Pierce Doherty's line. Is Pierce there? No, we have lost Pierce Doherty's line.
People were prevented from coming onto the road.
Pierce, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I think your line just dropped out there. Are you still there? Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Pierce. Your line just dropped out there. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Could you say again what you were saying?
What I was saying is that I know that everything that could possibly done was actually done. I know that actually by promoting it on Facebook, by ensuring that, you know, so many people who would want to be part yesterday that stayed at home. As I said, a quarter of a million people watched the funeral of Bobby Storey. People were facilitated by participating in it from their own homes. And there were marshals. There was a plan that was engaged with in terms of the PSNI. And extended family members were also prevented from being part of the cortege on the request of the family because of the restrictions that were in place.
Were you concerned when you arrived there yesterday and saw the amount of people gathered? Clearly not social distancing.
Well, no. What I was impressed with was the fact that there was so many marshals. There was so many people then behind those who were lying in the streets, and that is obviously an issue of concern for anybody.
Yeah.
But the marshals were trying to instruct people to keep social distancing.
Yeah, but sure, what could they do? There were 1,800 people there. I mean, they can only do so much. You weren't concerned at all by the pictures or the sorry, I'm saying pictures because that's all I saw. But you were there. You weren't concerned at all.
No, I didn't say that, Sarah. I said what I was seeing very clearly was those lying in the streets were socially distanced. There was crowds behind them, people who came out from the community of Belfast and further afield who were on the footpath. Obviously, that would be of a concern. The marshals were there encouraging people to social distance, and many people did do that. And in terms of the restrictions and what we could control, which was trying to ensuring that the church limited
numbers.
This is the
whole thing, like, really, isn't it? Of course people came out to watch. Of course people came out to pay their respects because you were there. Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald was there. Michelle O'Neill was there. Gerry Adams was there. People would want to come out to see, to pay their respects when high profile senior leadership figures in Sinn Féin are there. The way to say to people don't come is to not go yourself.
With respect, Sarah, people didn't come out to see me or Mary Lou MacDonald. People came out because of Bobby Storey. People came out because they wanted to show their respect.
Sure, but what? I'm not saying they came out to see you. I'm saying that they came out because, I don't know why they came out. I'm just asking you, do you think if you had stayed at home and Mary Lou MacDonald had stayed at home and Gerry Adams and Michelle O'Neill had stayed at home, that less people would have come out yesterday? Do you think that would not have sent
I don't believe
a powerful
that at all.
Message and to people?
No, I don't believe that at all. And I think that that's where the misunderstanding here is. People came out to show their respect to Bobby Storey.
Right.
Tens of thousands of others would have come out if it wasn't facilitated on social media and people encouraged to actually view and participate it through the means of Facebook and other online means. People were prevented from accessing onto the road in relation to the cortege, including very close friends and extended family members of Bobby Storey. Mm-hmm. People could not enter the church because of the restrictions in terms of numbers, and that was right and appropriate. And as I said, if this was last week, I wouldn't have been there myself because of the restrictions. But thankfully, the restrictions are easing.
Neil Richmond is saying you and Mary Lou MacDonald should apologise. So too is, Arlene Foster is calling on Michelle O'Neill to apologise. Will there be any apology from the people who attended yesterday?
See what Neil Richmond, it doesn't surprise me that he's out on this. And I've heard others as well in Fine Gael in relation to this. The reality is, and I've also lined the streets in my community here in Gidor when people have passed away, and we've seen the same in terms of Belfast. I attended a funeral of a friend. Those who are trying to make politics out of that there I think, need to just ask themselves those type of questions, because I think that that is the case. If this was somebody else, Neil Richmond wouldn't be out. But this is about trying to politicise the death of somebody who's a close friend to people and who has a family still grieving. So let the PSNI look at this issue in terms of the restrictions and whether they were breached or not, and it won't be for Neil Richmond or others to actually call this. And
okay,
I think
so
that
you're saying Neil Richmond is trying to politicise the death, and that's for Neil Richmond to address. But I put it to you once more, do you have any concerns from a public health perspective about what you saw yesterday?
No, I think that what we could control, and we tried to control it
all
as
right.
best as possible.
Will you self-quarantine?
That was done as best as possible. But I've said this now two times, and I'll say it the third time. Of course, those who were behind those lying in the street, there wasn't social distancing there all the time. So that was a concern. So I've said that now three times.
All right. Would you call on those people who attended the funeral yesterday to go into quarantine? Self-quarantine?
No, we encourage people to social distance. We encourage people to stay apart. And neither would I encourage people who went to Tesco's yesterday to quarantine either, Sarah.
So, 1,800 people gathered on the streets, Piers Doherty. That's very different to a trip to Tesco. You don't think 1,800 people gathering on streets is grounds for perhaps at least some of those people considering quarantine?
Well, I think you're, in terms of the reference to 1,800 people, you're talking about people who were socially distanced. You were talking about people who lined a street which was about 2 miles long on both sides of the road and at 2 metres distance. And that happens, let me say this, because I've participated in this era. That has happened in funerals here in West Donegal and in other parts, and thankfully more so as society is opening up and restrictions are eased.
All right.
And it is right and proper that people stand at the top of the road, at their lane, and socially distance and pay respect to a hearse as is passing by. What was restricted and what we ensured was restricted, that no more than 30 people could actually be part of the cortege, or indeed that many people were prevented from entering the chapel because of the restrictions that are in place.
All right, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's spokesperson on finance, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll take a break.